If you often use online social media, you will see many examples of informal English. One expression that you may wonder about is, "This ain't it, Chief." It is used to tell someone they are wrong about something they posted on social media. For example, a drink company posted a question asking if people would enjoy pumpkin spice flavored juice. Many people answered the question with the same four words, "This ain't it, Chief," meaning no. Many respected grammar books will tell you that ain't is non-standard English, meaning not usual. Popular dictionaries have warned against using the word for years. So its recent rise in use might make you think it is a new slang word. However, ain't has a long, rich history in British and American literature. The contraction ain't is usually a short form of am not. But it can also mean is not or are not, as well as have not or has not. Before changes in pronunciation in English, the short form of are not was written an'T. We would pronounce it ant. It appears in a 1695 comedy, Love for Love. "You need not sit so near one if you have nothing to say. I ain't deaf." The spelling changed to ain't, or ain't, and that first appeared in print in 1778 in a novel called Evelina. Later, you can find it in Charles Dickens' novels as he tried to show readers the Cockney dialect, a speaking style common among working-class Londoners. Like most informal contractions, we must tell you it is best to avoid ain't in writing for school or work. But it is something you are likely to hear from English-speaking friends. Now you will understand what it means. Another informal contraction you will read in social media is tryna. On the surface, you might guess that this is a short form of trying to. It means attempt in these Twitter comments. Everybody trying to outdo everybody. Just trying to make art with photographs. But another meaning seems to be at work in sentences like this. Ain't nobody trying to work tomorrow. The meaning in this sentence is wants to. It is also clear in this question, "Who trying to draw me in this shirt?" In other words, who wants to draw me? In this sentence, the word "to" shows the speaker means to say, "I want to be funny." I'm just trying to be funny, though. Finally, many informal contractions show in writing how words sound when we speak quickly. I do not recommend that you use these in your own writing unless you are showing exactly what someone said. Or maybe you can use them to write poems or songs, as you can see in these examples. You will find "gonna," the short form of "going plus two," in this song by rock band Twisted Sister. And "gimme," the short form of "give me," appears in the TV show called "Gimme a Break," as well as the Rolling Stones song "Gimme Shelter." You will also hear "gonna" in this song. The word "lemme" combines "let" plus "me." Singer Jane says, Frank Sinatra used "kinda," that is kind plus "of," to describe a feeling.
and I'm feeling kind of Sunday.
Feeling kind of Sunday.
Feeling kind of Sunday.
And Doc Walker uses dunno, or don't plus no, to tell his love. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Jill Robbins.